Welcome everyone. This is the second site where we have two islands set up. So we're at Yarra's Edge, right by the beautiful Webb Bridge. You'll see these two floating wetlands are slightly larger than the last one that we looked at. And they do have a few more of those habitat features that Tom was talking about. So we do have a couple more perching sites, a couple more of those pools for some of our bird life to come and use. And these two also have an additional wooden ramp. So they're designed for some of those larger birds, things like black swans. We're using them late last year to kind of come up and perch on. Also a very exciting animal, which we're unfortunately not going to see because they're only awake at nighttime, but something called the Rakali. So a Rakali is a native water rat. So they're a species of rodent that's actually really fantastic at swimming. We've been told by local folks who come out on the Yarra very regularly that they actually live under our feet, where we are standing right now. And they come out at night to go fishing, and they'll catch, as well as fish, things like mussels and crabs. And then they need somewhere to come bring that food back to land to eat. So they've actually been leaving some of their remains of the different things they're eating on these wetlands. So just yesterday, we actually found the remains of some mussel shells and a whole crab on one of these wetlands, which was super cool. So it means that we likely have Rakali turning up at nighttime and using these sites as habitat, which is exactly what we were hoping for. We just sadly can't see them because we're all asleep at that time. But the Rakali are a really good reminder that this isn't just about birds, that we do want to encourage wildlife of all forms. So Tom did talk briefly about fish at the last site. Something else that we'd love to see coming to the wetlands are turtles. So there are eastern long-necked turtles in this part of the Yarra. It'd be so great to see some of those guys coming up and basking on the wetlands. Hopefully we see that in the coming months. So far, most of the things that we've been recording have been birds and largely water birds. So at the last site where we've just walked from, we had a couple of different species of ducks there. So we had Pacific black ducks and chestnut teals. Here at the moment, we have a dusky moorhen who is the one that's feeding on this wetland. And then we also have a little black cormorant who's sitting down in amongst the vegetation. He's kind of hard to see, but that's actually the first time I've seen them on these islands here. So I think, as Tom said, when they've removed that green mesh that was around the outside, they've immediately gone, this is a place I can use and I'm going to move in, which is a really great sign. We also see a few other birds that are kind of less related to the water. So at the last site, the Docklands, we had lots of little house sparrows that were coming down to forage on the islands. We also had some rock doves or feral pigeons. Both of those species are non-native, so they're introduced species here in Australia. Not necessarily the ones that we're hoping to see, but it's not surprising because we are in quite an urbanized, modified environment that we're going to see more of those introduced species. So these sites have, they both have two raised planter boxes where they've planted some larger shrubs. We have a Banksia, and maybe Tom can fill us in further.
Yeah, no, this closest one is a local Banksia, which doesn't mind sort of, you know, wet conditions. The further one with the more sort of finer leaves is a type of Melaleuca tea tree, which they enjoy wet conditions and getting their feet wet. Basically just created a structure that you can see, elevated planter, which then gives us a greater depth of soil media in there. It allows us to then grow, obviously, sort of bushy shrubs or higher, taller growing plants and things that are maybe don't like so much water, so they're actually up out of the water. But the idea being that then we can diversify the structure of the habitat. Both visually, it's interesting and creates more of an interest, but particularly then greater opportunities for the wildlife and providing that sort of diversity and different types of flowering plants as well, then that will bring in other birds and wildlife, hopefully. If you remember the other site, and the next site you'll go to is the same as the first one. So you've got that mulch layer on top, and then we've planted into that mulch layer. This design or structure is different, so we don't have that mulch cover, and it's actually what you see is basically the floating polyethylene buoyant structure. We then cover with coir fibre. The floating structures are then in rows, and we actually plant in between those tubes. So there's a gap, the plants can get their feet into the water. Yep. And then over time, basically, as you can start to see now, the plants will cover all of that, and it'll, the structure itself, the idea is it should disappear. So the mulch on the other type gives a kind of more natural look from day one, and you even while the plants are getting going, you see mulch rather than the structure, which is why we sort of use that one sometimes. But yeah, I kind of like this one as well. It's fairly sort of low-lying and got a nice look to it. It's really interesting to see what's grown well, what hasn't grown so well. We've also seen differences, just the way things have unfolded with the project, and the impact of bird life, particularly, I guess, the ducks, which have been using some of the islands more than others. And that's partly because we've had different fencing arrangements or barriers. So where we've had very minimal duck activity, we've had good growth of lots of little ground covers, which are quite succulent, very attractive, small flowering things, and growing well in the first few months covering that. But as soon as the ducks get on there, they also think they look really good. They're like, some of them are like lollies for ducks, I think, and they've just really start grazing them. So, I mean, it's a trial, and the purpose of it is to see what will grow, how to try and facilitate that diversity with the plants, but also what's that interaction between the wetland, the vegetation, and the wildlife and animals.